Chapter 18, The End of Three Men. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. Together with Mr. Greatheart, they walked further. After a little while, they came to a place which made them sad. Now, they were at the place where Christians saw three lazy men, simple, lacking in knowledge, foolish, sloth, or lazy, and presumption, or assuming something. While there was great danger, they lay fast asleep. No matter how much Christian tried, he could not wake them up. And look, they were hung with chains not far from the opposite side of the way. Startled, Mercy went to Mr. Greatheart. Who are these men, and why were they hanged? These were three evil men, the guide answered. They were not planning to take one step to heaven, but in the meantime, they tried to hold back everyone who was walking on the right way. These three men were very lazy and slow, and they made the people who listened to them like that too. In the end, everything will turn out well, also for you, they would then say. And those people even believed them. And now you see what came of it. When Christian passed them, they were still asleep, but now they are hanged. But, Mercy wanted to know, could they really talk with other people in such a way that they would start thinking this way too? Yes, they turned several people out of the way. Really? Yes, slow pace, for example. Come, do the same as we do, they said. And he did. They persuaded him. But they also turned short wind and no heart out of the way. Also, linger after lust and sleepy head went with them. They also took a young woman along whose name was Dull. But there was something which was much worse. They talked in an evil way about the Lord everywhere. He is a hard master, they said. He beats his travelers. They also told lies about the good land. It really is not as good and beautiful as you say, not even half as good. Neither did they say much good about God's servants, not even about the very best of them. They mind other people's business. They are troublesome busybodies. And they dared to call the bread of God husks. Oh, that is terrible. But did they not see that the Lord at times comforts his children? Did they really not see that he wants to dry their tears? Ah, no. They did not want to believe that. They called it overdone carryings on. When Christiana heard this, her eyes widened with astonishment. No, she called out. If that is so, I have no sympathy for them. They received what they deserved. It is not nice to see, yet it is good that they are hanging so close to the highway. But would it not be a good idea to write down all their evil deeds? Yes, to engrave the deeds into an iron or copper sheet. Then everyone who passes this place can see it. Here in this place, these men committed this evil. Then all other people will be warned. That already happened, Christiana, Mr. Greatheart answered. You will soon see it if you come a little closer to the wall. Mercy shook her head in disgust. No, no, leave them hanging there. And let their names perish. Their evil deeds will be eternally against them. It is a good thing this happened before we came here. Who knows what evil they would have done to us? Together they wrote a song about this, Now then, you three, hang here and be a sign to all that shall against the truth combine. And let him that comes after fear this end, if unto pilgrims he is not a friend. And thou, my soul, of all such men beware, that unto holiness opposers are. Explanation. In this portion we saw simples, sloths, and presumptions end. They did not want to spend their time with the things of the Lord. That is foolish, for you are not thinking things through. It is also lazy, for we need to serve the Lord with all our strength. It is also presumptuous, for then you think that everybody who thinks differently than you is foolish, even though you are completely wrong. These three men thought everything would turn out well. It is terrible if we think about it so easily, but the worst is if we also speak evil about the Lord, about his children, and about his servants. Let us then be frightened by this example, and ask the Lord if he will convert us every day.